Contour Ridge looks ancient in the rain. Winter snow can paint her young again. I'm a lucky man, call this home.
The music of Van Wagner opens our podcast, History Speaks, this week from the Montour County Historical Society. I'm your host, Terry Diener. History will speak this weekend in Danville for the Heritage Festival organized by Van, a parade Friday night, living history demonstrations at Hessfield Saturday, special speakers at the Thomas Beaver Library that day, a cruise in, live music throughout the day. All events are free. Visit the www.danvilleheritage.com website for a full schedule. A brush fire burned about 25 acres in Griffith Park on Tuesday, July 10th of this past week, sending thousands of visitors at the nearby observatory scrambling to get away from the smoke near Los Angeles. What does that have to do with Montour County? Well, quite a bit. The land for the park was given to the city by Griffith Jenkins Griffith, who went to school in Danville. Griffith was born January the 4th, 1850, in South Wales, and immigrated to the U.S. in 1865, settling in Ashland, Pennsylvania. Soon after, he arrived in Danville, homeless and half-starved. Mr. and Mrs. Benjamin Maurer, who lived on North Mill Street, took the young man into their home, where they treated him as one of their own, feeding him well, clothing him, and sending him to school every day. He became known as a brilliant boy with a keen mind and a rare personality, who became friends with all. It was said he climbed through the grades so rapidly that it seemed like he hardly remained in one room long enough for his school pals to really get acquainted with him. Mr. Maurer was a blacksmith, and Griffith helped after school with operating the bellows. After leaving the area, Griffith continued to visit Danville and keep in touch with his childhood friends. Several years after Mr. Maurer died, on a visit back to Danville, Griffith erected a monument at Maurer's grave in the Lutheran Cemetery. In 1873, he moved to San Francisco, where he became the manager of the Herald Publishing Company. In 1878, Griffith became the mining correspondent for the Alta California, a San Francisco newspaper where he gained extensive knowledge of the mining industry, which led to his employment by various mining syndicates. As a mining expert, G. J. Griffith acquired a fortune. In 1882, he moved to Los Angeles and purchased approximately 4,000 acres of the Rancho Los Feliz Mexican land grant. In 1887, Griffith married Christina Messmer. As a Christmas gift to the city of Los Angeles, Mr. and Mrs. Griffith presented 3,015 acres of the Rancho Los Feliz to use as a public park. It must be a place of rest and relaxation for the masses, a resort for the rank and file for the plain people, Griffith told the L.A. Council when he donated the land. He went on to say it was his obligation to make L.A. a happy, cleaner, and finer city, and pay a debt of duty to the community where he prospered. The city passed an ordinance to name the property Griffith Park in honor of the donor. While vacationing in Santa Monica in 1903, Griffith shot his wife while staying in the presidential suite of the Arcadia Hotel. He entered the room, pulled his revolver, and said, "Get your prayer book and kneel down and cover your eyes. I'm going to shoot and kill you." The shot did not kill her. She managed to jump out the window, fractured her shoulder when she landed on an awning two stories below. She was left disfigured, and she lost her right eye from the gunshot. It said while drunk, Griffith somehow was convinced that his wife, along with the Pope, was trying to poison him and steal his money. Of course, the trial became a sensational case in that city. Griffith was charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to commit murder. Mrs. Griffith took the stand during the trial, veiled to hide her disfigurement, and revealed that her husband, thought to be a teetotaler, was in fact a secret drunk, subject to paranoid delusions. Griffith was convicted of assault with a deadly weapon and sentenced to a 2-year stay in San Quentin, with the instruction he be under doctor's care for his condition of alcoholic insanity. On November 4, 1904, Mrs. Griffith was granted a divorce on grounds of cruelty and awarded custody of their 16-year-old son, Vandell, with the condition that Griffith pay for Vandell's education at Stanford University. Being in prison gave Griffith a chance to dry out and examine his life. When released, he was still a multimillionaire, but hated by the people of L.A. He worked on prison reform and wrote a book about it. In 1912, Griffith offered another Christmas present to the city of Los Angeles, an amphitheater and a science building to be built at his expense inside Griffith Park. City Council was inclined to accept the gift, but in the face of public protests, the Parks Commission blocked the vote. But Griffith had the last laugh, sort of, when he died on July 6, 1919 of liver disease. The bulk of his $1.5 million estate was left to the city of Los Angeles, much of it earmarked for the expressed purpose of building what would become, in 1929, the Greek Theater, and in 1935, the Griffith Observatory. Before we end today's podcast, I remind you of the Danville Heritage Festival this weekend. With the website www.danvilleheritage.com, you can find a full schedule of activities. The Montour County Historical Society Speaker Series continues Wednesday evening, July 25th, with Andy Leshak, who will discuss World War II munitions. He spoke several weeks ago on World War I munitions. Our open houses continue Sunday afternoons from 2 until 4 at the Montgomery and Boyd House Museums. Society members and students through 12th grade get free admission. All others are admitted to both museums for $5. I leave you with a quote from Abraham Lincoln. In the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years.
I'm a lucky man. Call this home. Call this home. I'm a lucky man.